the rest of the story. Old Doc Roberts isn't all that old. It's a term of endearment, mostly. Plus the fact that Doc has been around for quite some time. While in the quaint rural community of Cochran, Georgia, it's pretty much cotton and peanut farmers thereabouts. But everybody knows old Doc Roberts and trusts him and loves to hear his stories, like the one about that company he owned back in the old days when Doc Roberts was a young businessman in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You see, Doc wasn't always a doctor. In fact, when he first applied to medical school at the age of 27, he was told he was too old. So using his Air Force-sponsored education as an electrical engineer, Doc, back when he was just plain Ed Roberts, started up this electronics business. The company made handheld calculators. Well, they went over big. So Ed took on some employees, 150 or so, started making PCs, you know, the personal home computers. Top of the line was a dandy. Ed called it the Altair 8800, named after an episode of Star Trek. To save money, Ed hired a teenage college student to write computer language for it one summer. Anyway, the company, impressively entitled Micro Instrumentation and Telemetry Systems, continued to do very well. So well that when the Pertec Computer Corporation offered to buy it, Ed sold. Well, now, it's about here in this story that old Doc's patients start grinning. Oh, they could believe the part about the computer company, because Doc seemed a right smart feller. But when he talks about selling his company for $3 million, well, then you start thinking about his office here on Peacock Street in Cochran, a one-story white cinder block, nothing, with an inconspicuous little sign out front, H. Edward Roberts, M.D., Adult Internal Medicine. And you say to yourself, how in creation does a millionaire doctor settle for a place like this in a place like this? Well, all right. I'll tell you. Ed Roberts' first love has always been medicine. So in 1982... when Mercer University in Macon, Georgia, opened its new medical school, the 41-year-old former businessman applied, and he was accepted. 6 years later, he began practicing in Cochran, and that's the truth. Matter of fact, it's all the truth. You see, when old Doc Roberts was a boy, he spent his summers here in Wheeler County. He likes it here. He likes the folks, the farms. Especially, he likes the life of a country doctor. Ed Roberts is living his dream. You get a sore throat, you get a fever or something like that down Cochran way, you're glad he's your doctor and your friend. For once upon a much different life, there was an eager young electrical engineer entrepreneur who happened also to be a genius inventor, who created handheld calculators and personal computers. In fact, he created the first handheld calculators, the first personal computers anywhere. No fooling. And a 19-year-old Harvard student. Remember the lad who went to work for Ed during summer break? The young man who got his first on-the-job training at Ed's company? Oh, yes. You've heard of him, too. His name's Bill Gates. Only now you know the rest of the story.